Bert.
Yes, sir.
Confidentially, I've got, my family's got mixed up in this thing with some of y'all, and it's going to be awfully humiliating to me to get into a nepotism thing and these poverty investigations, Johnson's niece. Y'all ought to be too smart for that type of stuff. Just ought to have more sense when you were born and get involved in it. And I don't know, I don't want to say, you see, when I come to my family table, I don't want to say to my wife that because you're kin to me, you can't go out here and get a job. On the other hand, we ought to stay away from it with a 10-foot pole.
Well, we, of course, have tried to stay away from it, Mr. President, primarily because they brought it up at the time that we were involved in those TWO things. And I felt that that was too associated with the public mind.
What is a TWO?
Sir, that's that Chicago gang thing.
Well, is this another gang thing?
No, it's not a gang thing, but it's a youth organization, and you know the way people put things together and talk about, assume that they're the same sort of thing. What I was trying to do was to get a divorcement of the of OEO and the other departments by telling them that we had to have some sort of a respectable...
You just got a front and a cover, and anybody can see through that, Bert. That's all it is.
Well,
hell, I wouldn't give 40 cents for the Urban Leagues management. I don't care what you all say either. Again, I think what you better do, if you can take the responsibility for it, that's to just do not one goddamn thing till I get home and stay there a month or two. Just don't act on this thing.
Well, I can string it out, Mr. President.
I would just not act on it at all, and just let I'd let Nixon do it and his crowd do it, and I wouldn't get these things. You see, Shriver messed around in here all the time, and I don't know what motives he had. I just really don't understand.
Well, I assure you, sir, that I recognize the delicate aspects of it as far as MacArthur was concerned.
Well, they're just tearing us all to pieces, and they just have all kinds of fights, and they're just bitter, vicious threats, and this is not what I set up poverty. I set up poverty, people just work like hell and get paid so they have something to eat.
Yeah.
All this theoretical stuff, a bunch of goddamn social workers going out and shoveling money through a bunch of half-baked organizations. The biggest, crappiest thing that I ever saw. And I don't think it's worth a damn. I put in an interview the other day in my history that the most disgraceful thing I had was poverty, and the boys made me take it out. I said, I think it's waste, and I think it's graft, and I think it's mismanagement, and I think it's political. I really do. I just feel terrible about it. And then when you get into things like this, these paper organizations being made overnight and the taxpayers' money going out, you have no idea how Nixon's going to make us look. You just don't have it. And then you get the president's personal family, his wife or his niece or his wife's niece or his brother or something. I just wouldn't do it. A fellow like Clark Clifford wouldn't let really come close to him.
Well, sir,
If one of my people over there would ask to ride on a plane, he wouldn't let him come through the gate. Just on the ground, it'd be nepotism and a headline to the president. The president must be protected. And I have to protect myself from it, and they're running in and out and seeing Joe Califano and seeing you and threatening around it. This doesn't happen. They'll do this and they'll do that. We oughtn't to be in that kind of situation.
Well, I certainly haven't had any threats of that sort from anybody.
Well, Joe has. You haven't, but Joe has.
And I've kept very close to Joe and to Jim Gaither on this project because I realized how sensitive it was, and I put it off on the basis that I couldn't do it until after the budget was passed, just to get the thing away from me. And once the budget got passed, well, they were back in there, and I had to...
What budget? The budget's not passed yet.
No, I'm talking about a 1969 budget.
Well.
And that got... we finally got through that hurdle, so they came back again. I was using that as an excuse.
Had y'all been putting money in the outfit before?
No, sir. No, sir. We've got no money in this outfit.
You never have put any in. Where's the money coming from? Lawrence Rockefeller?
Ford, primarily.
Henry Ford?
The Ford Foundation. They've been keeping them alive. When they first came in, they came in with some sort of foundation money, and I turned them down. We turned them down, as a matter of fact, turned them down on the night of June 30th. And labor was already committed, and ATW was committed. And I stopped it, because I thought it was going to get everybody in the soup at that point in time, and put them off on this pretext of the budget. And then, once that got enacted, then they came back. Of course, I had to talk to them. I mean, they're respectable people, and they've got good support from, well, groups such as the Boy Scouts, for example, have been supporting. So they're not disreputable. I don't want you to get that impression. But I recognize they are sensitive, and I recognize the personal implications.
Well, don't involve me, and just keep me out of it. Be smart enough to take the rap for the president. That's what everybody's supposed to do. And just be damn sure that if you're here, no action's taken on this till March. Just put it off as long as you can so I don't get my brother or my niece or something get the grants out of the government.
Certainly.
Thank you,
Joe. I understand that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And don't involve me.
I will not involve you. I'm sorry.